You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For it outright, transfer it to the children, great-grandchildren, whatever you want to do, so that it won't be in your estate and you won't have a valuation battle. So if I've got a piece of property, especially something like a preserved farm, which doesn't have a significant amount of value, you know, as land goes, well, transfer that to your children. That way they will either sell it someday or they will operate it. But when you pass away, your estate won't have a valuation battle with the inheritance tax branch. So the bottom line today is, Pat, avoid disputes in general, but especially valuation disputes with inheritance tax. It's a very expensive mistake to make. Go to see an estate planner, much like when there's a matrimonial situation, somebody goes to you and you plan that matrimony. It's more than just getting divorced.
You're right.
Right? You get a PSA or an MSA settlement agreement and you plan it out. Well, same thing on the estate tax side.
Well, and even more so because you're trying to protect your beneficiaries. And what always troubles me is that people are so reluctant to call attorneys and do planning.
It's cheaper in the long run. It's like people who don't want to pay a dentist. So they go 20 years without going to the dentist, and then they've got $30,000 in dental bills to fix their teeth, or they're going to have major problems. You know, it's major health problems if you have poor dental work, not just the teeth, other problems. And dentists tell me this all the time. Dental clients of mine say, you know, yes, it's not cheap because it's an expensive practice to maintain with the equipment, the all of the stuff that they use, the other professionals they have to pay, the hygienists who are highly trained and all that, just like paralegals who we use are highly trained and they should be compensated. But it's that same old story. You know, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. It's typically cheaper to plan up front.
And however, in this case, I think that often what happens is people, as they get older, they don't want to give up control. And all they need to do in this case, and I'm not an estate planner, but I know that if somebody comes to you, you could make sure that you have the kind of trust set up that they would have a life estate in the property. And they can do... they can
many
control.
Different ways. That's correct. That's correct.
So I think that those are, you know, good points. And of course, anyone in any business, if you don't have a buy sell agreement or, you know, contracts, I don't care how good, how good your friendship is.
I agree.
Things change.
It's kind of like trying to get a divorce on a handshake.
Yeah. Well, but it's in my area, it's more like planning. And although I don't think that two young people who get married have to have or should have a premarital agreement, I definitely think that anyone who has a business when they're going to get married, second marriage, I mean, there are real reasons to have a premarital contract. And it doesn't mean that you're planning on getting divorced. It just means that you're planning. And especially true when people have children and their expectations that just need to do that. And now we need to end our program.
Pat, I'm sorry for the late entry, but it was an excellent discussion at the end. Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you for coming in, and we'll be back after the news with the sports guys.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The Senate will be taking up a bill that would halt the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the U.S. the week after Thanksgiving. The measure, backed by Republicans and Democrats alike, cleared the House on a vote of 289 to 137. It would stop resettlements until national security officials certify that individual refugees do not pose a threat to the U.S. Meantime, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson supports increased screening for people trying to get into the U.S.
Well, I think we should have a database on everybody who comes into this country.
Now, Donald Trump is trying to put some distance between him and his comment in favor of a database that would track Muslims in America. After a campaign event in Iowa, an NBC reporter asked Trump if there should be a database to monitor Muslims in America. He replied that he'd implement that and framed it with comments about security and illegal immigration. Today, Trump put out a tweet that says, quote, "I didn't suggest a database, a reporter did." This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A group affiliated with Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for the attack at the Radisson Hotel in the capital city of Mali. New York Representative Peter King tells Fox News that Al-Qaeda is actually competing with ISIS.
I'm not surprised there is this rivalry between Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and I can see why an Al-Qaeda affiliate would want to come in right now to show that they can also take the front pages.
There's a report of more than 25 deaths in the terrorist assault. There's no word of an all-clear yet at the hotel. Six Americans who were at the hotel are said to be safe with the help of U.S. Special Forces. Cold, nasty weather is hitting Chicago. Forecasters say the Chicago area could see more than a half a foot of snow today. The storm that's set to barrel in will pack wind and cold temperatures. It's due to move in soon after the evening commute begins and last through Saturday morning. A winter storm watch is in effect for nearly 20 counties in Illinois and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Russia is giving the U.S. advance notice of its airstrikes in Syria. The two countries agreed on air safety protocols in October, but ruled out closer cooperation.
The sports guys are on, and, you know,
from the studios of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Farmington, New Jersey,
Internet.
It's
radio.
The sports
guys. I'm Bill Wolfson, and you're lucky.
You're not.
Well, you know, I don't
John
know.
And Pat, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Bill.
Look,
tell me something good that's going on.
I'm
here.
In black for
all of our
reason.
Sports teams are in the dumpster. Other than the Devils, that are doing pretty good.
Well, the Devils are 10-3 their last couple of
yeah,
games.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. They're doing good. They're doing good.
Rub
but
it
every
in.
Other team,
rub it in.
That I
rub it in.
Every
well,
other team.
Both
hey,
of my
hey,
teams.
They
are,
know what it's like to be an Eagles fan, Pat.
Nah, thankfully we don't know how bad that is.
Oh my God, you have no idea. Between
now,
the Eagles
now, who
and
was the
Flyers,
one 2 years
and
ago?
The Sixers and the Phillies, we're talking dumpster fire.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
The Lions the Packers losing
that's
to
bad.
The Lions.
But in 24 years, Pat, something like that had to happen. You
like
know?
Halley's Comet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Halley's Comet type thing. Very, very good, Bill. Yeah. To bring some astronomy to the program. But in any event...
I like to raise a tone now and then, John.
Bill, you elevate our status just magnificently.
And that ain't saying much since I went to Temple University.
Well, and I know, you've been kicked out of better conferences than the Big East.
Actually,
but Bill,
better places than the Big East. Hey, we're 8-2. We're going to be playing a good game on Saturday at noon. I was hoping
it's like my alma mater, BC. Once every 10 years, we field a really good team and we upset some people.
Well, this is the best season we've had since 1894 when they started.
Well, no, you had some good years when Paul Palmer was there. And yeah, I mean, again, these are schools who get the next level of players, and every once in a while you get a Doug Flutie who wins the Heisman, okay? And BC had a third ranked nationally, third in the country in 1984. It only happens once, twice a century. And, you know, you had a Paul Palmer. You're going to get guys that are going to push you. But Bill, I have to take you back to the Sports Guy show about 2 years ago, in which somebody said about Cow Chip Kelly, you know, maybe he's not the smartest guy in the room, and this guy just might be a fraud. What do you think about that prognostication now?
Well, John, I don't know whether you have a crystal ball or not, but somehow he's managed to get rid of...
Take a very good team.
So many of the good players, because they didn't fit his system.
Yeah, they didn't fit his system. Scheme over talent, remember? Scheme over talent.
And that's
and you got to drink the smoothies and take my sweep and run 88 plays a game so your defense is dead in the fourth quarter. I mean, you know.
I don't get it. I just don't understand why the Eagles are playing so badly. I mean...
your quarterback. And it starts with the
quarterback.
Starts with a quarterback. He made a horrible decision to bring in Bradford. And you know what?
Sam Boo Boo Bradford?
Yeah, exactly. Boo Boo himself.
Yeah.
Boo Boo the Bear.
And
if he ever played for the Chicago Bears, Pat, Boo Boo the Bear.
Oh,
you know, not even Cutler is called Boo Boo, but Bradford, Boo Boo Bradford, no question. But Bill, you know, he wanted this molded in his image. He got it. And he doesn't have the right players in the right position. Now, I'll give him this. Okay, he got rid of McCoy, got rid of the running. DeSean Jackson go. Let the running back go. Okay, I understand that. But the one, I hate Chip Kelly, and I unending criticism. But there's one piece I will cut him a little break with. When he came to Philadelphia, he had no quarterback. So it wasn't like he had an all-pro and he let him go for nothing. They didn't have, this franchise hasn't had a quarterback since
Donovan McNabb,
which of course was underappreciated.
Yeah, but they let him go, and he was
He was there 10 years. He did well.
And
he
was
great player.
But he was always underappreciated. They never.
Oh well,
he could have been so much better.
The draft in 2001.
Oh,
and with the third pick in the draft, the Philadelphia Eagles pick Donovan McNabb, followed by. Boo! Right? You're talking Philadelphia. And the kid was booed when he got picked and is standing there with his eagle, you know, pinning his jersey against his chest to show, you know, he's an eagle now.
Oh, I don't
and
remember
you people,
that.
Oh, they play that on the radio all the time.
They do play it.
They play it, and there's boos in the background.
So
they didn't want
that.
Donovan.
I am so sick of
that.
That
was a horrible
Why?
Thing to do to
Why?
The kid.
I mean, he was a good
they just
because
didn't think he was that good, and I think there may have been some other... You know, nefarious motivations
when,
as
when
well.
When they drafted him, they really, the fans wanted somebody else. They wanted
Bo
Jackson, and they also wanted a running back. And
yeah, but at the time, they had no quarterback.
Right. And you know something? You can't throw too many rocks at Chip Kelly. I think he came in there realizing he didn't have a quarterback. He went a pair of 10 and 6 years, realized he couldn't ride Nick Foles forever.
Right.
Couldn't get his...
And Foles has now been benched, I understand,
right,
in St. Louis.
Right. Could not get his prima donna wide receivers and running back under contracts that he could live with so he could rebuild his O-line. The offensive line that the Eagles have is really troubled. What gives me hope, though, is that they're in a weak conference. They've got some weak teams to play. And the rookie they drafted, Aguilar, looks better all the time, although he did get hurt and will be out this week.
So, I think that's a good summary, Bill.
You know, we'll see what happens with Philadelphia. You know, he's still got another year to go on his contract. The Eagles may finish at the bottom, or they may finish just ahead.
Well, now you got to worry about Washington. Both the Giants and the Eagles got to worry about. Suddenly they're 4-5, and they put up a 45 spot on a bad New Orleans team, which the Giants put up 49, but still lost.
Yeah, but remember, this is a quirky game, and the teams are getting quirkier and quirkier. And it, with the exception of some elite teams, you have anybody who can.
There's no question that's correct.
You know, there's
the Giants were extremely unfortunate to lose the game with New England. I've seen the play at least a dozen times. I understand the league's explanation, but the call in the field was a touchdown. It's a fade. Beckham grabs the ball, comes down with one foot, comes down with another foot, and then about a millisecond later, Butler knocks the ball out, and they don't call it a touchdown.
That's
because
crazy.
he didn't establish himself as a runner. Since when do you have to run in the end zone?
All I thought you just break the plane. Catch it and play.
Okay?
You're right.
Once you're in the end zone, if you've got control of the ball, it's a touchdown.
Everybody
and
knows
he had
that.
Control. There was no dispute that he didn't have control. And you know something? In that quote, that call might give the division to the Eagles, because I think the Giants will. They'll be 7-9, 8-8, 9. They'll be right with them in that last game. But if the Eagles win it, that bad call will give them the division. Because I don't believe in Washington. I don't think they will stay. But the Eagles and the Giants will fight in mediocrity down to the wire. That call, because the Giants would be right now. They would be 6-6. What would they would be
6-5, 6-4. You're right. 6-4.
6-4, and I think they and with the last game against the Eagles at home and getting their O-line righted, I mean I really think they would have put the Giants in the driver's seat, a game and a half up on both Washington and Philadelphia.
John, let me ask you, because I haven't watched the play as often as much as you have. However, I mean, how many times have I seen a player who just has his arm stuck out with the ball?
Break the plane.
Right.
Just break it. I mean, it's just like
an inch over,
and it's a touchdown.
Exactly correct.
They're two yards behind it.
Yeah. Their standard for a catch is you got to catch and establish yourself as a runner. That makes no sense at all.
Well, but
you catch it, and you get 2 feet down, and the call in the field was a touchdown.
Well, I don't see how that was overruled, because there was almost a similar play in the Packer game, and they called it
absolutely
as a catch.
Absolutely.
They called it as
absolutely
a catch, which it
if
was.
You're in the field to play, that would have been a valid call. But in the end zone, that can't be a valid call because you had possession, your feet were down.
Yeah,
total inconsistency.
No question about
because
it.
Because in the end zone, you're absolutely right. You don't have to run in the end zone. Who runs?
There's nowhere to run.
You catch, and as long as you have control, I was really...
He was right in his two big mitts, and he was holding it in front of him,
right,
no doubt to start showboating as Odell does. But regardless, he had it. In fact, his third foot, he had his left foot, then his right foot, and then his, or maybe right and left. But the other one was coming down again as the ball was knocked out. He almost, you know what I'm saying? There's no question he established possession in the end zone. So that was a very unfortunate call for the Giants. And if the Eagles do manage to come back and win the division, it'll be because of that bad call.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. That's as much
like I agree.
No, but the point is...
It's so disappointing when you know it's wrong.
But it isn't,
exactly.
It
when
isn't
you know it's wrong.
Because you also have to have overwhelming proof before they, if they had not called that a touchdown.
Well, that's correct.
Then I would understand. In other words, if on the field, if they had said, no, it's not a touchdown.
Correct.
Then I could understand that they
didn't. But they ruled it a touchdown.
But that's the whole point.
And then where was the clear and convincing evidence to show that it was? There was no clear and convincing evidence. There was no evidence at all. Very frustrating football for people in this room right now.
Well, I will call that a touchdown beyond a reasonable doubt. Forget about clear and convincing as an evidentiary standard.
My God, I would call it a touchdown.
I would use a criminal evidentiary standard and say that was a touchdown beyond a reasonable doubt.
Well, clear and convincing is higher than reasonable doubt.
Exactly. The ball is dead if the receiver has control over it. And the ball's in the
plays
end zone.
Over.
He doesn't have to be in the end zone. The ball has to be in the end zone.
Exactly. And well, he has to have it in his hand.
Yeah. No, that's you what know. You mean.
Control sure. over.
But he can have it one hand in. You know.
All you have to do is break the plane with the nose of the ball.
I'm always so amazed when they do that because I keep thinking, you know what? What happens if the ball gets knocked out before it?
That's
hits
happened
the plane?
A million times where people have fumbled going over the goal line. They've called it a touchdown anyway.
Right.
But only if. They're over. In other words,
if they break the plane and then it.
I've always been a little conservative, thinking, "Oh my God, don't take that chance and put your arm out there." Because
I've always said that myself.
You get it, before you get over the plane, somebody could knock it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whereas if you hold on to it, well, anyway.
Well, moving right along.
We could take 10 more minutes on this
one. Or the least of the East. What about Tony Romo's return this week? I saw the Cowboys.
Is he going to play? Has that been announced?
I heard he was playing.
Okay.
Now, I'm wondering, I'm wondering if you can substantiate that rumor.
Well, who are they playing? Be interesting to
Romo.
See.
Tony
Romo.
What team are they playing?
Dallas. I forget. Whoever it is, I'm rooting for them.
Oh, come on. What have they lost? 6 in a row now?
I want them to run the table.
The 2-7 Cowboys are at the 4-5 Dolphins.
Well, now I'm a Miami fan this weekend.
Yeah. You weren't last weekend, but no, you are now.
What's the Dolphins? True.
The Dolphins
score?
Are 4-5
after beating the Eagles.
Yeah.
And that was a disgrace. A 16-3 lead
in
the first quarter. That was really a disgrace.
And you know something? The Eagles could have won that game. I do not understand the play calling.
Well, you know what? Everybody's. Let's analyze that play. Everybody is killing Mark Sanchez. But remember something. If you watch the replay, the ball was thrown into the end zone. Miles Austin, that former Cowboy, made no effort to knock the ball away. It was out in front of him, but he could have knocked it away. Went right past him into the hands of the defensive back. Of course, what he was doing trying to run out of the end zone, I'll never know. He should have just taken a knee.
Yes.
But bottom line is they on Monday, because I didn't even think of it, on Sunday, everybody was too busy shooting cannonballs at Mark Sanchez. But on Monday, one of the commentators said, wait a minute. Miles Austin could have knocked the ball down. He might have even been able to catch it if he made a real effort. But the real culprit on that play was the receiver, not the quarterback.
Do you think Chip Kelly has lost that locker room?
Gee, Bill, it's hard to know.
He's lost the fans.
He certainly lost the fan. The fan base, if they were to lose to Jameis Winston and the Bucks. This weekend, you'll see a riot, I think, in that stadium.
Well, let me tell you something.
They'll run Kelly out of town.
Let me tell you something, my friends. Jameis Winston is really a good quarterback, but he's got nobody to throw to who can catch the ball and nobody to hand the ball off to who can run. I mean, he could win the game single-handedly by himself if he has a decent O-line. But Jameis Winston is quite an athlete, and I think Tampa will build a very good team around him.
Well, I the line on that game, the line on that game is Eagles are 5.5-point favorites, which really shocked me when that came out. The only thing I could think of is the odds makers must believe that the Eagles are so angry right now. And they're playing at home again in front of their fans that there's no way they can afford to lose this game.
That's what we said last week at Lambeau.
Well, yeah,
that there's no way
that
the Packers would lose at Lambeau against the Lions. They hadn't. The Lions had not won a game in Wisconsin.
24 years.
And we say Wisconsin, remember, because that is both
Milwaukee
County Stadium when they played there and Lambeau. But can you imagine, I mean, this game, and the Packers looked horrible. The defense looked good. I mean, they were really
good. Do you think they're injured?
I'm beginning to think that Aaron Rodgers must be injured. His throwing was off. It wasn't just the receivers in this case. But when finally the onside kick, they got it, and all they had to do was Mason Crosby, who was so accurate. I mean, you know, I don't know if you saw the kick. It was just this little wobble. I mean, it wasn't even close.
He just didn't hit it right. Maybe the snap was bad.
It did. And who else was it that missed? What game was I watching where somebody missed two?
Well, the Eagles kicker missed a
field.
The
Lions did too. But
yeah, the Lions did too.
You know, and in fact, one looked like it was going straight through, and then I've never seen such a.
Yep,
it was almost like
it
almost looked like it was a baseball.
God just put his finger in the way. Pat, let's talk about the upcoming game. Packers 6-3 at the 7-2 Vikings. Minnesota, a 1-point pick.
Why is that?
Well, Minnesota's at home, number one.
Aaron Rodgers is just not playing well because he's having too much fun with his girlfriend?
No.
Yeah, all this talk I've heard lately about the women? Why is it when a man screws up, it must be a woman? You know, I know Buffett had something to say about that, but in this case, why are they saying that there's some woman involved?
Well, there is a Jimmy Buffett song called "Wasting Away in Margarita."
Margaritaville,
and
you got to go there.
Say there's a woman to blame, but he doesn't think so.
No, that's
Aaron
true.
Rodgers is just not playing.
No, I think. I mean, he had obviously he was stepped on a couple times. I don't think he was, but for some reason, the first two games he lost, he was so rushed. I didn't think it was his fault. This one, you know. It was Aaron. It was Aaron as much as it was his receivers, probably more. I mean, he overthrew a number of balls. Now, he did a couple at the end. He did a couple brilliant throws. And then, of course, all we needed to do is have Mason Crosby kick that field goal. And that was, if you have a chance, look at that. Because I thought at first it was blocked. It really looked like it had been blocked. But it wasn't. He just kicked like he was in the third grade. So, this week is going to be hard, and one of the reasons is it's very hard to play in Minnesota. I mean, they're so loud. They're just, that's a tough venue for the Packers to play in. But, unfortunately, that's what happens, and then they have to play a few days later. They're playing Thanksgiving and playing against the Bears.
But, you know, that's going to be a fun game no matter what. They're going to play the Bears. The Bears will give them a battle for three quarters. And then I think the Packers are going to come out on top of that one.
I don't know. I mean, I would think so, but that's not what we've been seeing. Now, I thought the defense did well. And I think what Bill is telling me is we better play a few spots from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to talk more sports.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then,
hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, we're back. It's the Sports Guys, and we've been talking off air about a trip that we're hoping to take to get some, go up and watch some hockey.
Hey, fans, if you're really a sports fan like we are here and you love hockey, but you don't want to pay those outrageous NHL prices, why not come with the Sports Guys sometime this winter to see the Lehigh Valley Phantoms playing up in Allentown? Folks, I was in touch with them this afternoon. We were trying to put together a Sports Guys event. I understand that we can get a suite. Tickets might be $18 plus whatever the bus is and whatever anybody feels like eating. They have what they call an end-of-the-ice suite where you can sit there and watch them fire pucks at a poor goalie. And a couple of other places. The Allentown Arena is very new. It's called Pennsylvania Power and Light Center. This is the inaugural season for the Philadelphia Phantoms. They're an American Hockey League affiliate of my Philadelphia Flyers. They came down
Wait, Bill. We won't hold that against them. And we should say...
You can't hold anything against
that
them.
That our sports guy, Ken Milstray, who's not here tonight, has been there and said that the hockey was great. Really fun to watch, very fast, and recommended and got us going on the idea of getting a group together. So anybody who knows any one of us, just give us a call, and we'll figure out some...
And even if you don't know us, just call the Chamber office.
Right.
Even if you don't like us, you might like hockey, and you might have a good time there. Hey, you can hate us for a week here. Just come with us to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms games, and we'll have some fun.
And one of the things that I have to say, it's a great sport to take kids. I know my son has taken his boys from the time they were little. They're both playing hockey now, but they also really learned the game, and it was inexpensive to either go to college games, which he did, or to do something like this rather than take the kids for the first time to the Devils, which it really is expensive when you start taking two or three or four kids to the Devils games. And remember, take the girls as well as the boys, but we'll go
at the Devils games, and you've been there with us. It's about 40% women. It's not like 10%. Yeah. It's about 40% women, young women, older women. I mean, women of all ages, like guys of all ages. It's definitely found a place in with women to come and root for the team.
Well, and I think that women.
When we went against the Devils Blackhawks, how many women did you see wearing that beautiful Blackhawks jersey? And last week, when we saw them beat Pittsburgh, the Devils beat Pittsburgh, there were tons of women out there with Sidney Crosby shirts on. Beautiful Pittsburgh. They have a nice logo.
Right.
The
Penguin. Those women have bad judgment.
Well, of course.
No, but I think young women are being encouraged, thank goodness, to enjoy sports. I remember when I first moved to New Jersey, I was shocked that the women wanted to go shopping on Sunday instead of at that point was listening to football.
Hello,
and
this is Jersey. There must be a mall. Stores are open.
Well, but I'm really pleased to see, and for any of the young women out there who do like men. Most men like sports, and so it's a great way to, ingratiate yourself.
That's actually very true, Pat. There are a lot of young women, college age, who go to the games and wind up meeting and talking with young guys. It's a great place to socialize. The Prudential Center or the – what's that place called? The Rinky Dink in Philadelphia, Bill?
Oh, Citizens Bank Park has a party deck. Anybody can walk in there, and it is literally a singles bar.
Oh, Wells Fargo Center, people. I'm thinking about, where the Flyers play.
Well, the Flyers even have their own party area. And, John, you and I have been in there many
times. You and I have done that, and it's very good. It's very good. Very good.
That play both before and after the game.
Here I am in a Devils jersey surrounded by Flyer goon shirts, but they're respectful these days.
They were nice to you.
They were. They didn't turn me upside down in a trash barrel or something.
Well, I think I've told you that.
There's a significant police presence there, though.
Yeah, I think I've told you that the biggest problem with divorces in Wisconsin is if the family has season tickets. The biggest fight is who is going to get the season tickets, and they never will. They always divide them somehow, and who gets what game? I mean, how are they?
Well, there was there's actually a published case on it in New Jersey, Pat, the Giants tickets, where they ruled that they would have every other home game.
Oh, right. I remember that case. They were lucky the judge didn't say
order them sold.
He would keep them. They were forfeited to the possession of the court. He was probably a Jets fan.
I know
this is true.
I know attorneys in Wisconsin who handle divorce cases that, as part of their fee, they can never get the tickets.
Throw in
a couple games, maybe for the next couple years, and as part of your fee. But I certainly know attorneys that were hoping that they would.
I want
the
Bears home
tickets.
Game for the next 10 years, right? only with the sports guys do you get law and sports together. How do you beat that?
Well, that's kind of hard to beat, John. But we're hoping we get a good turnout when we put out the announcement.
Yeah, let's. We'll have more to follow on this, Bill.
Well, we're hoping to do it in January and again in February because the season ends at the end of March. And we'd like to do this at least twice, possibly three times on Saturday nights. I don't think Sunday nights or weeknights are good nights because for kids, that is their school nights. And it's always a little
And that's a good point for our listening audience. Kids love minor league hockey. And it's inexpensive, relatively so, to bring them to these games. And they get to see it because the arenas are smaller.
They're close to the ice.
They're close to the ice. Kids get to see the players, really get to see it close up. And I think it's a wonderful experience for young boys and girls.
And you know something? You learn a lot from this game when you're not sitting in what I call the nosebleed seats. And a lot of us find that when we take our kids to, they're just too expensive. And remember, when you sit in the seats close to the ice, you really get an idea of just how fast this game
when is. They zip by you and you can hear it whoosh, as they go by you. It's exactly. Really amazing how much speed they can generate.
You remember, it's called the fastest game on ice for a reason. Meanwhile, we're still enjoying some good weather. I wanted to suggest to people, we're supposed to have a real nice weekend from what I hear, Pat. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's not going to be too cold. I'm going to encourage people to get up off that couch and take a hike. Now, it's usually not...
Funny, Bill. A whole bunch of people are telling us to do that right now.
I've been told to take a hike more times than you, John. But I will.
I'm not sure, Bill. I'm probably right up there with you.
Well, we'll have to start keeping score.
We will.
We are very competitive. But, you know, there's a beautiful hiking trail in between Stockton and Lambertville. You can park either at the Stockton Bridge or the Lambertville Canal, and it's a beautiful walk along the canal on the a beautiful flat trail. It's been covered with chipped stone. It's a nice, easy walk or bike ride, and the leaves are just about off the trees. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. It's 3 miles each way, or if you have two cars, you park one at one spot and the other at the other end and decide which way you want to walk. And at the end of each trail, there are places to get coffee, hot chocolate, a snack, or you could even visit one of our great Hunterdon County restaurants, either in Stockton or Lambertville.
Well, you know, another place that I've been recently is Califon, and apparently there's a trail that a lot of people bike on that trail, can stop in Califon for a quick lunch. Great consignment shop there. Carol is terrific, and it's amazing to see women coming into that shop who, you know, are really in bike gear, and they find it, and then they're going to come back the next day. But I am amazed at the times I've been in Califon, how many people are on that trail. And, of course, what do they call the gorge?
Oh, it's the Ken Lockwood Gorge. It's beautiful. I've hiked that trail many times, Pat.
That's a great trail.
It's also a wonderful fishing stream. And, Pat, you know, we had we had a bait and tackle shop, a proprietor on, who has a really good store in Califon. And he was one of our guests for the Sports Guys about a year and a half ago, and they've done some unique things. They have a program that they put together with a bed and breakfast in Califon, where they will have you come down and teach you the new hobby of angling or fishing over the weekend. Over a couple of days, you can stay at the bed and breakfast. They have also taken and turned that part of the Musconetcong River into trout heaven. They have created little ponds and eddies and deep areas where trout just love to hang out. And it makes it for a very nice experience because within 2 days, you've picked up a new outdoor hobby, fishing.
Oh, that is interesting. The only thing I would say is if you're going into Califon, be sure to call someone because the bridge has been out and there's a better way to get there rather than take the detour. So, but it is Round Valley Reservoir. I mean, one of the things, it's amazing how many people hike at Round Valley Reservoir. There's up a wilderness area. Have to be somewhat careful. There are bears behind in the wilderness area. And the other thing you have to watch out for now when you're driving are the deer. I mean, the deer, you know, this is rutting season, so you know, be really careful driving on these back roads.
Well, you know, I was over in Pennsylvania, up around what's called Germansville, and the famous Bake Oven Knob out by the Atlantic Flyway, which is where we can see literally thousands of birds heading south on a given day in the cooler weather. And we went to the Bake Oven Inn afterwards. It was gorgeous, but it had a wonderful meal. But the... You know, in Pennsylvania, I didn't realize this, but, you know, Pat, in Pennsylvania, they hunt deer with guns instead of cars.
Unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, they do it here also. And as long as you stay out of my backyard, it can be pretty dangerous. But no, they do a lot of bow and arrow hunting here too.
That's true. I will tell you that so far this year, I'm 2 for 2. I've managed to hit a deer that was hit by another car and came sliding into my car. And a couple nights ago, I had to run out because I had left something at the office I needed for court. And I managed to clip the back end of a buck. I managed to get his two back legs and his butt with the left side of my car while I was trying to swerve out of my way. He was, and he wasn't chasing a doe. He was just running across the road, and it was pitch dark. And, you know, it's amazing to me that these animals have no fear of automobiles. They don't, you know, they run. They've lost complete control of themselves because it's rutting season.
Yeah, it's only, I think, in rutting season, because usually at least they stand by the side of the road and watch. Yes. But, no, I had the other morning, same thing. Deer came out of the woods at full speed. And
yeah, and it was a beautiful animal. It was at least an 8-point buck. It had a magnificent...
What happened to your car?
Actually, just a scratch. So I was lucky. The buck didn't seem to be injured, but I'm sure it hurt.
Bill, you're good at passing the buck. So what can I say?
Pat, pass it over to you, John. Haven't gotten a word in edgewise in a while, so let me give you your chance.
Well, I think we're about to break. When we come back, perhaps we can talk a little more hockey in depth.
That would be great.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
We don't have any news, but I will tell you a little bit about the weather for the weekend because we didn't do it earlier. And I know Bill said it's going to be sunny, and in fact, it should be tomorrow. Let's see. Tomorrow should be fair, and let's see. About 50 degrees, on mostly sunny, 50 degrees. It should only be about the same on Sunday, but we could have some chance of showers in the morning. But then it will be mostly sunny on Sunday. So both days look like they're going to be nice days, seasonable weather, but no more of this rain. So we're back with the sports guys. And so what's happening now with hockey, with... I mean, I don't know if any of us want to talk about football. It's so depressing.
well, we kind of beat that dead horse.
Well, Pat, you know, you can beat a dead horse all you want, but I will tell you that there's some excitement in Philadelphia. The Flyers have moved their rookie, Shane Gostisbehere, up from the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. He's already got a goal. He's made some great plays. He's got 3 or 4 assists in the 3 games he's played. And he is now considered trustworthy enough that he's on the power play as the defenseman running the power play. The Flyers have a real star in the making here if he doesn't get hurt. Now, he was out all last season with a torn ACL, but he seems to be a guy to watch.
Bill, what's wrong with this team, though?
I can't figure it out.
Is it just early season, young team? I mean, they're not scoring goals. They lost 1-0 in overtime last night at home. The fan base is getting restless.
Yeah, what's wrong with this team is hard to say. Obviously, they're not scoring. Their defense is slow. They're not content to get in charge the net, crash the net. and score what I call the typical Flyers dirty, hardworking goals. This is a team that takes perimeter shots and seems very content not to take that perimeter shot and see somebody break for the net just as it's released, so for a tip-in or something like that. So the perimeter shooting is bad. The plays that they seem to be running are bad. The breaking out of their own end is decent and getting better. But again, the defensemen are old and slow. They've got real cap problems. They finally solved their goaltending problems. They have two very good goalies right now. I think this is going to be another transition year for them. If they make the playoffs, I think they're going out in the first round. It's a team that time and Hextall will fix, but he had to get away from Ed Snyder's philosophy of win now by trading for proven veterans, but he would always seem to be getting guys that were past their prime. Now they've turned into a young, exciting team. I think we're back where we were before we made that great playoff run in 10. I think we're back in 2009. Remember, 2009, they were the worst team in hockey. 2010, they made the playoffs, and everybody...
Well, you can turn it around in hockey very quickly. Of all the sports, you can turn it around the fastest there.
And you know what? You know what's interesting about hockey, too? I think hockey is the most emotional and the most streaky of sports for some reason.
Well, you've always heard me say that the team who wins is likely to win the next game, and if they lose, they're likely to lose the next game because of these big momentum shifts.
That's exactly right. And the other thing, too, is with hockey, you see a goaltender who can stand on his head and win games by himself. The New York Rangers have won, what, 11 in a row?
They've had excellent.
I think
they actually did get nipped 2-1 the other night, but they've won like 12 out of 13, something like that.
So, John, why do you think that in hockey they can turn it around much faster than in other sports?
Because a couple of reasons. It's a team game. So you can't just put, you know, one big guy on the team because, you know, he needs wingers or you need defensemen. You need to go. There's three separate phases to the game, the offense, the defense, and the goalie. And kind of like with football, though, you need 22 players to go. In hockey, you get, you know, a couple of young kids and you put them around a couple of veteran players and you have decent goaltending. Next thing you know, you're in the playoffs.
Well, the other thing, too, with hockey is, unlike football, everybody plays both ways.
And that's right.
If you can't play both ways, are not
going to be on
the team.
You mean offense and defense?
Pardon?
Well, sure, when the other team has the puck, you're on defense.
You're on defense. Once you let go of that puck, you're just another defenseman once there's a turnover. The difficult thing also with hockey is that because the transition game is so important, getting back possession of the puck and getting it out of your own end, that teams that do that well and then can quickly make that breakout. And if you can trap a couple of the defending players behind you, you now have a tremendous advantage because you've got the odd man rush and you can put a goaltender out of position very easily while somebody breaks for the net for a tip-in. So when you can score that way, what will happen over and over again is you're going to start winning more games than you're going to lose.
Well, the one thing that I notice is, you know, football, every once in a while there's that, you know, 40-yard catch and throw and catch. But one of the things in hockey, it is so fast. So that, you know, that it seems like there's a easier to, you know, catch the goalie off guard perhaps. On the other hand, you know, some of those goalies are just amazing. As to how many
some of the best athletes in the world. And I think if you can get a goal, suddenly you upgrade your goaltending position and you've got some decent forwards and some speed on defense, well, you know, you, like Bill says, you start winning more games and you lose.
Well, look at what the Flyers just did. The Flyers had years and years of terrible goaltending or flaky goaltending. You had Roman Chikmonic, who in the middle of a playoff game where they were down 5-0, went over to the Flyers bench and started yelling at his teammates because they weren't playing defense against Washington, and the guy really just got rolled right out of the playoffs by the Capitals. Another time you had the Mad Russian himself. John loves his name. Well, you know it.
The Mad Russian Flyer?
Himself. Brizgalov.
Brizgalov, yes.
Remember we used to joke that Briz was, he was called Briz because of the pucks.
The pucks
flying past
flying
him.
Flying past him. He felt the breeze.
He could feel the breeze. And he was flaky. And remember, they brought him in from the Phoenix Coyotes.
At big money.
10-year contract.
Big money.
10-year contract. Huge numbers. And let go a very good young goaltender who's now struggling with Columbus. Meanwhile, they picked up Steve Mason, who had...
That was a complete fortuitous find.
Right, who had fallen on his face in Columbus and had completely lost his confidence and is now playing very well for Philly. At the same time, they picked up Robert Nyworth, who was from the Czech Republic, and a tremendous goaltender. This is his first year in the NHL after playing in the Czech Republic and a number of the Eastern European leagues. And he's phenomenal. In fact, he even got an attaboy the other night on the radio from one of my heroes, Jagomir Jagr, who said he has the potential of being as good a goaltender as Dominik Hasek. So there's a lot of good in Philadelphia to watch. The problem is that when you get past Voracek and Claude Giroux and Wayne Simmonds, there's a real drop-off in skill and talent. The exception being Shane Couturier and, of course, Gotis Behar. But you can't build a team just on seven or eight guys. You also need those mid-level guys to deliver and as well. And so I think that's what's going on with Philly.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com.
I guess if we want weight loss, we can call njweightloss.com. On the other hand, I think that all of the kids we know, we're trying to get them bulked up so they can either play football or hockey, or for the rest of us, I guess we just need to perhaps not eat quite as much on Sunday when we're watching the game. So what's the last we have to say today before we go
Well, give me your pick. Let's end up where we started with the NFL. Give me your pick on another gut pick, Pat. A real intelligent summary of the Vikings-Packers.
Well, I have to go with the Packers. You know, I could never possibly pick the Vikings over anyone. But honestly, I think if they know that they have to pull it together this time. First of all, if the Vikings win this game, they're going to be ahead by two, and that's a real tough thing in that division. So I really think that the Packers will pull it out this weekend. I think it's going to be ugly.
Why is Eddie Lacy having so much trouble?
I think Eddie Lacy's been hurt. I think he's hurt more than they think. But also, I think a lot of these teams have his number. And, you know, Eddie Lacy can be great, or he can just, if they get his number, he's not going to plow through. But I actually think that he has been hurt more than people. In other words, I think they've been kind of making it appear as if a few of these players are not as injured as they are. And that was my take on it. I think Starks has done a good job, but they need both Lacy and Starks in there. And they obviously took Lacey out for some reason. I don't think it's just his bad play, but maybe I'm wrong. On the other hand, you know, I'm not saying that Jordy Nelson would have won every one of these games, but what a loss. I mean, that truly is a loss, and some of the other receivers have just not been as good as they should have been. But again, I really think that Aaron Rodgers last week was not on the ball. And he was being booed. The team was being booed. And that doesn't happen often at Lambeau. So we shall see. But I think the Packers are going to take the Vikings. I think it'll be close. I think it's going to be nasty. And, of course, you all know the player that I'm most